Sean Earle, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, as this is your first time on the show, we have some get-to-know-you questions.
Perfect.
All right. Coffee or tea?
Tea if I have to choose, but probably just a glass of water if I can pick anything.
Oh, that's very healthy.
Very boring.
Very good. Do you have a favorite composer?
I would say I always lean towards Brahms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lush, full, dark, moody.
Impassioned.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a favorite song or a piece that you're really into these days?
Oh, absolutely. It's not, can it be not of the classical genre?
Of course.
So these days, Abby Lincoln's Afro Blue.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stop listening to it. Wow. I just discovered it. Where have I been?
Amazing. Pizza or pasta?
Pizza, definitely.
Okay.
I make a great pizza dough.
Do you?
Yes.
I'll have to get your secret later. Yeah. Favorite part of Toronto and why?
Oh, I would say I love the beaches because of the water. I'm originally from Halifax, so if I can get near water, then I love it. But Ossington, because what great places to drink and eat food. And
yeah, great.
But there's so many places.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you're the CEO of Sistema Toronto. Do you yourself have musical training?
I do, yes. I'm trained as a classical clarinetist. I completed a doctorate in clarinet performance at UBC.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so I've played a fair bit. Taught university, taught clarinet performance, and was the principal clarinet of the Charlottesville Symphony for a while. Freelance, did that whole gig.
So how did you end up in Toronto?
Sistema Toronto.
Okay, so how did that come about?
So I've taught with Sistema at the St. James Academy in Vancouver. My clarinet teacher, my doctorate, actually emailed me and said, here's a gig, I can't do it, are you interested? And it was teaching with Sistema in Vancouver. And I was like, well, it pays better than a TA, sure. I didn't really know what it was. And I was hooked. 4 years later, I taught there, built a clarinet studio there. Unfortunately, I had to move on to other things, but Sistema keeps drawing me back. I was the administrator for Sistema in Regina. And then when this position as CEO for Sistema Toronto came up, it was a no-brainer.
So tell us more about Sistema, exactly what it is, what its mission is.
Sure. So Sistema is started in Venezuela originally in the 70s as a state-sponsored way music program to keep kids positively engaged. And this idea of accessible music education, keeping young people in underserved communities positively engaged, and no barriers to music education has caught on worldwide, basically. So there's Sistema programs all over Ontario, all over Canada, all over the world. We're all independent, but we all have the similar sort of principles of music education that's reacting to our community and very specific to the communities that we serve, and it being barrier-free.
There are a lot of different avenues through which to teach kids, but it sounds like this one in particular, like you said, you're hooked. What is it about teaching in the environment or within the framework of Sistema that so excites you or is so fulfilling?
Certainly. So Sistema Toronto here in Toronto, we're an intensive program. We see our students 4 days a week after school for about 2 hours. So you don't have to bring your instrument home to practice because you're there every single day. I'm thinking of my music lessons as a kid. It was that once a week, my teacher came to my home. I did my clarinet lessons. I practiced or pretended to practice.
I can relate to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretended to practice. And then they came back the next week and said, have you practiced? There's a lot of assumptions with that sort of model where you have your hour lesson, you pay for your hour lesson, and then you practice. You're in a space that you can practice. You have an instrument. You have the funds for a teacher. All of those sort of things that we make those assumptions, even that you're nourished and healthy enough in a family situation that you can practice your instrument. At Sistema, we take away those assumptions. So there's no charge to any of the schools or families or students. We provide instruments at no cost, sheet music instructors, all of our teaching artists to lead those classes. And then as well, we start the day with a nutritious snack because you think your after school snack, but if I try to do anything when I'm hungry,
yeah,
Lord help me.
Right.
So we provide that holistic approach to music education that we're removing any of those barriers. So the student doesn't have to worry about, am I going to disturb the neighbors in the next apartment over, in the next house over? Am I going to disturb my parents? Do I have time to even do that? We remove those barriers completely so students can be present and reach their full potential in our program. Additionally, with Sistema, it's the music education, but we're primarily a social development program. All those important aspects of music that we all take for granted that landed me in this role. So being a musician, I learned leadership, teamwork, communication, nonverbal communication, et cetera, all those skills that we learn and we take for granted. We have a special curriculum around that in conjunction with our music curriculum so that we're, again, that holistic approach to music education and to nurturing young people.
How do students become involved in Sistema?
So our programs in Toronto, we have four different locations throughout Toronto. We're in Parkdale, Lambton Park, we're in the Jane and Finch community, and in East Scarborough. We partner with schools in those areas. So students at the schools that we serve are able to apply and come to our program. There's an application process that, like anything else, and we do that in collaboration with the school's teachers and principals to make sure we're making the best decision. It's not always the most musically gifted student that gets accepted to that program. It's the student that needs it the most, whatever that means for that individual. So taking that individualized approach. The criteria is, again, having to go to that school to be able to attend our program.
Now, the TSO and Sistema have recently announced a partnership.
Yes.
What does that entail?
Yeah, we're super excited, very, very excited to work with the TSO. So we've had two workshops already with Daniel Bartholomew Poyser, where he has come to two of our centers and delivered a workshop on conducting. So they were our students were conducting to a little bit of Beyonce, was a ton of fun. He talked also about St. George concert that the TSO did, invited students to attend, and talked about who St. George was and his influence and his impact in the music community. And then also listened to our students play and offered coaching on a piece by St. George that they were working on. That was the first step that we've taken. We also have other workshops coming up, one with Ian Cusin coming up. Composer and on composition. And then the one that we're really excited about is our students in their choir class are learning the music from Aretha Franklin. So the Aretha Franklin show that the TSO will be doing, our students are learning some of that repertoire and they'll come to the show and have a workshop with those guest artists that are coming to perform at the TSO. They'll get to see it. Yeah, so that's some of the things that we have planned. Those are the highlights of our partnership, and it's really exciting, and we're all very thrilled about it.
Absolutely. Now, I'm wondering how this came about. Like, there must have been discussion between Sistema and the TSO, and talking about your shared values. Mm-hmm. What came out of that kind of discussion?
Certainly. So, when I came on in this role, I knew there was a similar goal, similar values in music education. And music, and I want to say orchestral instruments playing music. I don't want to say, I'm trying purposely to not to say classical music, because orchestral instruments can play any type of music.
That's true.
And we try to reinforce that with our students. We even have a hip-hop workshop where students, just to kind of preface why I'm skirting around that. So we have that similar value that orchestral instruments can play multiple genres, multiple different styles, and by way of doing that, reach different communities, and also that idea of access to music. So there are communities within Toronto that maybe have less access than others to music and music education. And both of our organizations feel really strongly that we can bridge that gap and make music and string orchestral playing welcoming to all people and all communities.
How do you hope that this collaboration will grow going forward?
That's a big question. I hope even deeper connections with the TSO musicians and our students, more invitations to concerts. And I like even better than our students being invited to the concerts is the TSO coming to our Jane Finch location, coming out to Scarborough and being part of those communities, deepening those ties and those engagements.
How have the students responded so far to their work with the TSO with Daniel Bartholomew Poyser?
Oh, they've loved it. They've really, really enjoyed it. Lots of laughs, lots of smiles. And Daniel's he's a wonderful musician, as we all know, and a wonderful educator. So they're all just poised and listening. And you know what's really interesting? it's an education not only for our students when he's been there, but for our teachers. The way he manages the classroom, the flow of the class, the different techniques that he uses in the class and the different music that he's been using has been an education for everyone at Sistema. So we're just grateful to have high quality people working at the top of their field come work with our students and work with our teachers and have a similar mission and a similar goal.
How can people find out more about Sistema Toronto?
Yes. So on our social media, we're at Sistema Toronto, as well as our website, sistema-toronto.ca. I really recommend our Instagram. So there's so much going on there. We have a number of different projects that that are going on. It's including our students performing, what our teachers are doing, what's coming up next is all really on that Instagram. Actually, it's hilarious to watch those performances and heartwarming to see our students kind of grow and develop. So those are the best ways to understand what we're doing at Sistema Toronto.
It sounds like time to put away the cat videos and go to your Instagram for heartwarming input.
Put away the cat. Heartwarming, but also fulfilling as well, too, and knowing that these young people are growing both socially, emotionally, and musically.
Wonderful. Well, Sean Earle, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.